Welcome to another episode of Monday Motivations here at Nerd Herder. I'm your herd leader, John Wayne, and it's a new week, guys. It's another Monday, and thus another dose of what we need from a galaxy far, far away in order to motivate and encourage ourselves to get through this day and this week and just give us something in general to think about. Hopefully make us gooder people. And yes, I just said gooder. Get over it. Hopefully you had a good weekend. I know for us, our weekend felt like it lasted forever. And depending on kind of what you're filling your weekend with, that can be a good or a bad thing. But it was a busy weekend for us, not a bad weekend. And so it's felt like a while since since I've gotten to sit in front of a microphone and talk to you guys. So hopefully you had a good weekend as well. And if not, hopefully you can start this day on a good foot. Hopefully you've got your coffee, because I always find that coffee helps me start a day right. This week, as in all weeks, it's about taking a bit of Star Wars, giving ourselves something to think about that would hopefully encourage us and push us on a path to being gooder people, whether it be in the fandom or just in general. But my hope is that it does something for you, it speaks to you, is relevant to you, and encourages you in some way. So this morning, I thought we would talk about Star Wars The Clone Wars Season 3, Episode 7, and that is Assassin. If you don't know, we've already covered this episode on our rewatch, but I was thinking about this episode recently, and this is the one where Ahsoka starts having visions, visions of the bounty hunter Aurra Sing, supposedly dead, who has now come back and is targeting Padme. Really, really good episode, a great show of how this can be equal parts creepy and Star Wars-y and just a whole wrapped up nugget of awesome. It's one of my, if I had to, I'd say all of them are some of my favorite episodes, but I really enjoy that episode. And if you haven't heard our rewatch on it, then go listen to that, because we talk about it in more depth, and you get to hear us geek out about it a little bit more. But it's not so much a review, but the moral of that episode that I wanted to talk about. The moral of that episode, like I said, I'd been thinking about it recently, and it's the future has many paths. Choose wisely. I think I've been thinking about that because in recent months that's been something on our mind here, me and Herd Mom, a bit of thinking about our future a bit more and what directions it's going in and what our steps now are doing to direct us, whatever way that may be. And so I think that's part of why it's been on my mind a little bit. I think we all would love if we could have a bit of Ahsoka's vision power in that episode. I speak for a select few. I'm sure there's people that would rather not have a glimpse into the future. They have enough anxiety about today without knowing some possible outcome. But this idea we're fascinated with of being able to see, to know for sure something that's going to happen, or get an idea at least to help us make a decision now. If only we could just glimpse ahead, if we could just see ahead, then we could make a better decision now, you know. Do the whole Doctor Strange thing from Avengers where, you know, he looks at all the millions of outcomes and whatnot. But ultimately, just like with that instance, there's only one in which we win. There's only one true path for us. And so we have to choose wisely each and every day because our steps today put distance between us in the past. And so what's past today, you know, today will be past of tomorrow. I don't know if I'm making sense. I've only had a cup and a half of coffee, so hopefully I am making sense. But my point is that what we do today is the past of our future. And what are we doing now that's ordering our steps to get us to where we want to go? Do we even know where we want to go, first of all? You know, the future can be intimidating. the future can be scary. It's unknown. We're not there yet. And by the time we're there, you know, we're in it. We don't have much more power than, you know, we don't think we have much more power in the present. But the fact is, wherever we find ourselves, we have a power to shape our future with something we do, whether that's an action that we take, whether that is a goal we set, whatever it may be. But today, we all have the opportunity to shape our futures. The question just is, what are we shaping ourselves into? What is our future going to look like because of what we do today? And there's a lot of options for that. There's a lot of possibilities for that. There's a lot of ways to interpret that. And so that's why we have to choose wisely. You know, we have to not be so quick. I've shared before that we're kind of in a society where it pushes us to go, quick. It has to be now. It has to be, you know, we live in a fast food world where everything just has to be delivered very quickly. Things have to work very quickly. I have to get there very quickly. And I think that pressures us into not necessarily getting off our path, but maybe not being as direct in our path as we could be to getting to our future. In some cases, we do completely derail ourselves based on our decisions because of this pressure to rush and perform and achieve and do all of these things. We can tend to derail ourselves completely, and that's not to say that that's the end. You know, much like, you know, Anakin wasn't gone. You know, no one's truly gone. He could come back. He had to decide to come back, but he could come back. We too, even when we find ourselves derailed from the path we would rather ourselves be on for our future, we can come back to the path, but we have to choose that. And so it's a matter of not letting the high-pace world around us influence our decisions about ourselves and our future. We have to stop, we have to breathe, we have to think, you know. I think, you know, we made a big parallel in our discussion of this episode between, you know, you have Ahsoka having these visions and getting advice from Yoda to take them seriously, lean into them, think about them, you know, pursue them. And then you've got Anakin a couple of years later who gets these visions and gets very different advice. Let go, you know. Don't rush into things. Don't make any split-second decisions. Don't make a decision out of your attachments and blah, blah, blah. And so there's this really interesting contrast between those two, and I think that we can learn from those two. You know, obviously, in this instance, we should be much more like Ahsoka when choosing which path to follow. You know, we're at a disadvantage. None of us are having visions about our future. None of us are seeing chalk white ladies in our dreams, or maybe some of you. But you know, we're not preview to our future as they are. Yet we can still make wise decisions, like Ahsoka did. Ahsoka took her vision seriously. She trusted that they were leading her in a direction. Now, at times she was a bit shaky on that. At times it was hard to know what's real, what's not. Is this happening? Is this, you know, but regardless, she chose to trust herself, trust her instincts, and follow the leading of the Force for the right path. And ultimately, it led her to being able to apprehend Aura and all's done. Whereas with Anakin, Anakin's immediate reaction is a reaction. It's not a thought. It's not trying to feel things out or trying to really look at options. It's about, I have to react. I have to stop this. I have to do something. And ultimately, you know, we know how that story talks how that story goes. You know, ultimately, he ends up making a lot of bad decisions based on his reaction. And so it's not as black and white as, you know, take your future seriously, you'll make good decisions, you know, rush to fix the future and you'll make bad decisions. It's not nearly that black and white as the stories would have it, but it does prompt us to think about, for ourselves, what's the right position to take. And I think in my experience, in my years of life, rushing in to make things happen and do things to shape the future and just kind of taking charge doesn't work out as much as simply taking time to think before I act. You know, it's not the problem wasn't that Anakin acted, it was that he didn't think before he acted. His thoughts were clouded by his attachment of not wanting to lose Padme, and so he couldn't make a proper he couldn't think properly, therefore he couldn't act properly. Whereas with Ahsoka, she thought things through. Well, even when she wasn't quite confident in herself, she thought things through, took things carefully, and she had people around her who believed in her. And that's another bit of advice I could spend a long time talking about. But regardless, it's good to have people around you when you're making decisions about your future. I'm not saying let them make the decisions for you, but I'm saying it's good to have a sounding board, good to have people you trust and rely on that know you and can help you and believe in you. It's not that Anakin acted that's wrong. It's that he acted before thinking, and it's a lot harder to come back from that a little bit. You know, even afterwards he starts thinking about, oh well, no, it's okay. I'll just kill the Emperor and then it'll all be back to normal, right? And so it's just this kind of continuation of bad actions of bad actions of bad actions to try and fix things. Whereas if we just let go, breathe a minute, and think carefully about our next steps. Don't rush. Don't go headlong into it. Think about what am I doing now that future me is going to have to deal with, and is it going to be good or is it going to be bad? I think we need to be a people that think about our future. We need to be a people that think about the future in general, even if it's not directly affecting us. What am I doing today, you know, that might shape somebody else's future? What am I going to say today to somebody that might impact somebody's future? What am I going to do or not do that might impact somebody else's future? You know, we just need to think about the future in general and make wise decisions of what we're going to do now to make that future the best possible future we can. Because we have to be responsible. You know, we all have an amazing resource, and it's called time, and we have to use it wisely. Time isn't just ours, it's everyone's. It's a beautiful resource that belongs to everyone, and so we should all be responsible with our time, choose wisely, and hope that we're all striving towards making the best possible future. Now, this can be applied to anything. This can be just your personal life. This can just be your decisions about what college you go to, what job you take, or whether or not you take that promotion, or these other things. You know, there's unlimited amounts of, or unlimited ways this can apply to your personal life, but also in the fandom. What are we as Star Wars fans doing to shape a future of Star Wars fans that will love Star Wars? What are we doing for the next generation of fans? You know, the ones that might not be coming up saying Luke is their favorite character, but might be coming up saying Rey is their favorite character. You know, what are we doing to make the best possible Star Wars fandom future for them? You know, are we tearing down the Star Wars fandom, or are we building it up so that they have something to inherit that's wonderful and beautiful that you and I fell in love with when we were their age? And so this applies, I think, to everything. Again, it's something that we all work with. We all work with time. We're all responsible for our time. So why don't we choose wisely and help make the best possible future we can? Guys, I hope you have a great rest of your day, a great rest of your week until we're back again this Wednesday. We're going to have a fun show this Wednesday. A good bit of news to talk about, and we're also going to delve into the world of Star Wars toys. So I think that's going to be an interesting show. Hopefully there's something there for everybody. I know not everybody that listens is a collector or anything like that, but maybe it'll be something interesting for you to listen to. And then, of course, Friday we're back with our Clone Wars rewatch, and I do believe this Friday is the Mortis arc. I'll have to double-check that. Now that I'm saying it, I'm second-guessing myself. I should have had two cups of coffee before I did this. But no matter what, we're talking about some great episodes on the rewatch. No, it is the Night Sisters arc, I think. Just know that we're talking about something awesome. Anyway, Guys, make sure that you reach out to us, follow us, like us on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. We have a YouTube channel now that's going to be getting some things soon. So if you just search Nerd Herder, find us there. Go ahead and subscribe so that you're there ready and waiting for the awesome content that we're going to start putting out there. Make sure that you check out our Patreon page so that you can find out ways that you can support the show, support what we do. You know, we're just a husband and wife who like to talk about Star Wars. So if you love the show and would like to see it continue and grow, then please head over to our Patreon, check that out. We're going to be doing an exclusive episode for Patreon this weekend. So it's a good way and a good time to get rewarded for your support. Thank you to Rebecca on Patreon for helping make this show happen all the time. Thank you. And, yeah, so with that, guys, stay scruffy, shape the best future you can, and may the Force be with you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.